Schools for Ministers. In late February and early March, 1890, she was drawn into a 20-week-long ministerial institute. Professor W.W. Prescott of the college led out, but the work was quite independent of the college. Dan T. Jones, Secretary of the General Conference, in rendering a report just at its close in late March, 1890, explained, "For some time our leading brethren have felt that the time had come when something more must be done for the education of workers. The growth of the work, and the way it is reaching out to the different nations and languages, seem to make this a necessity. Accordingly, at the meeting of the General Conference Committee, held last July, the matter was carefully considered, and it was decided to have a Bible school for ministers. The Bible school was held in the east vestry of the tabernacle." O.A. Olson reported that about 50 were in the Bible school. A. T. Jones. Bible and History. The first two-month term, Uriah Smith and Dr. E.J. Wagoner conducted the Bible classes during the second three-month term. Wagoner also taught church history and Hebrew. Professor McKee gave instruction in civil government a portion of the time.
W. A. Calkard, with some members of the Review editorial staff, taught English and rhetoric.
The first hour of each day was devoted to the spiritual interests of the students. Dan Jones reported, "These meetings were of especial interest the last few weeks of the term. Elder Olson took charge of them, and Sister White attended many of the meetings, and bore her testimony with much freedom and power. The restraint which had existed on the part of some connected with the school was removed by explanations that were made, and a tender spirit came in. The subjects of faith and the love of God were largely dwelt upon, greatly to the encouragement of all present."